The Archers, a series about rural life in the British Midlands, is the world's longest-running radio drama. Its theme song hasn't changed since the first episode in 1951. Today, the soap opera, set in the mythical village of Ambridge, has a loyal following of some 4.5 million listeners. The Archers marks its 50th anniversary this month, with audiences still riveted 6 days a week. From London, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
The Archers began as a propaganda tool for Britain's agriculture ministry. The post-war nation needed feeding, and farmers needed encouragement to increase production. Show editor Vanessa Whitburn recalls how government ministers, the BBC, and farmers met in 1948 to consider ways to get the message out.
A farmer stood up in the middle of the debate and said, "Hey, what you need is a farming Dick Barton." Now, Dick Barton was Dick Barton's special agent, which was a popular radio serial at the time in the 40s and 50s. Everyone laughed because they said, you know, for goodness sake, you can't have a Dick Barton suddenly teaching people how to plant crops.
But BBC agricultural producer Godfrey Baisley took the point and stole Dick Barton's writers. The special agent died out. But the good fictional folk of Ambridge came to life in what became a runaway hit within weeks.
And we start this evening with Isabel saying goodbye to Grace and Phil.
Oh, well, that's got the bag packed.
Honestly, I feel awful about this.
Oh.
You've done nothing but work and look after the baby all the week.
Grace married Phil Archer after a stormy courtship. Dan and Doris survived life's travails at Brookfield Farm. Farmhands and villagers would round out a cast of 5 generations that would come to have cult status. The Archers doled out tips on sheep dipping and dramatized every farmer's dread.
It's an inferno in there. This one's as dry as a tinder. Come on, get well away.
Midnight!
No, Grace! No, don't do it!
Ambridge has seen so many fires over 50 years, it's a wonder there's a village at all. In 1955, 20 million Britons tuned in the night Grace Archer was crushed under a burning beam.
Phil. Phil there. What's gone wrong?
In my arms. On the way to hospital. She's dead.
Actor Norman Painting portrayed Grace's fictional husband, Phil, and said killing off one of the favorite characters was a master stroke.
I did have a letter written almost, I imagine, the second the program finished from a listener who said, "I'm so sorry to hear how upset you were. Of course, I realized that it was just shock. And when I switch on tonight, I shall find that she is still alive and everything will be all right." And it wasn't. And ever after that, nobody could accuse us of being predictable, because if we could do that, we could do anything.
For a piece of experimental radio meant to brighten drab post-war life, The Archers was surprisingly topical. Saboteurs were destroying genetically modified crops before celebrated cases landed in British courts. Farms were going organic in Ambridge early on. And this 1989 Archers episode was one of the first depictions of a mysterious bovine disease.
The cow.
Yes, she looks a bit odd.
She goes berserk if there's a sudden noise.
Well, it's obvious then, isn't it? There's been enough publicity about it lately.
Here, I'll show you.
Joe, what are you doing?
I'll see what she does if you make a noise.
No, I don't think that's a very good idea, Joe.
You see? Oh, my feet already. Get up!
Rural affairs don't compare with the grittiness of East Enders, but the world of Ambridge is coming closer to the 21st century. There is sex in the shower, a racial attack, and a character stricken with breast cancer. The plots are attracting younger audiences, as well as satirists, who take aim on this 50th anniversary at the tentative way the Archers treats controversy.
Right, all you darling Ambridge people in the audience. Now, stand up if you're gay or lesbian. Oh dear, no one's standing up. No one at all. Now, that's strange, because there are gay people everywhere in Britain. Except, it seems, in Ambridge.
Love it or loathe it, The Archers has been a model for radio programs from Africa to Asia. The writers insist the focus of the show remains Britain's rural life. With modern farming in upheaval, The cliffhanging future of the Archers' farm was settled in the anniversary episode this past week, when Phil Archer passes on Brookfield to his son David.
So, if you'd raise your glasses, I'd like to propose a toast to David, Ruth, and the future of Brookfield.
The future. David and Ruth.
The future.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Everything, love.
Brookfield will now supply the niche market of quality beef, an interesting twist given the furor here over Mad Cow. But controversial storylines aside, life in Ambridge is distinctly slow, and the enduring appeal of the program is its gentle pace. Again, Archer's editor, Vanessa Whitburn.
I think there's a hankering for a community that still lives within easy reach of each other, that can still pop round, have a chat, see mum, see dad 2-3 times a week, and gossip about each other and love hate each other. I think that's why it's loved.
The Archers enters its second half century the way it began the first, with patriarch Phil portrayed by Norman Painting, the world's longest running actor in the same role. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, London.